glory here. You know each thought and action, hope, anxiety and fear. How can I hide from thee? Can darkness hide iniquity? Oh, how can I unfaithful be when you are very near to me? When God is near, all the world seems far away. When God is near, every fear is set aside. When God is near, how can I stray? How can I falter? I'll stay upon the altar. I know my God is near.
Make me know your presence, Lord, when I feel so alone. You know each trial and testing pain, the hurt that is unknown. Oh, why can I not see your hand so firmly guiding me? Oh, how can I untrusting be
when you are very near to me? When God is near, all the world seems far away. When God is near, every fear is set aside. When God is near, how can I stray? How can I falter? I'll stay upon the altar. I know my God is near. When God is near, all the world seems far away. When God is near, every fear is set aside. When God is near, how can I stray? How can I falter? I'll stay upon the altar. I know my God is. My God is always near.
Good. I believe Brother McDonald wrote that song. Is that correct, sir? You did not write that song. I was told you wrote that song. Not the words or the music? Okay, I was informed wrong then, all right? Somebody wrote it, but it wasn't Richard McDonald, it was somebody else. All right, if you have a Bible, Nehemiah chapter 3, Nehemiah chapter 3, and so I was told that, seriously, I was told that 2 or 3 times. I'm sorry? You arranged it, okay, well, okay, amen. We'll give you credit for it then, amen? We'll give it to Brother McDonald, that's right. All right, but anyway, that's a good song, young people. Thank you for singing that tonight. Nehemiah chapter 3, I'm thankful for all the adult people who work with the young folks in the music ministry. They do so much for us. That's a blessing. Nehemiah 3, if you found your place in honor of God's word and you're able to stand, let's do that. I'm going to read the first 2 verses. We stand not out of ritual or ceremony. We stand because it's the magnified word. Amen. God exalts it above all his name. All right, verse 1, chapter 3, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priest, and they builded the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Mia, they sanctified it, unto the tower of Hananeel. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho. And next to them builded Zakur, the son of Imri. Now I want you to notice in the beginning of verse number 2, and next unto. And then toward the end of verse 2, and next to. And that's the title of my message tonight, Next To. Father, I pray that you'll help me. Be with us in these moments. Fill us with your power, both speaker and listener. We have a powerful book. We know that. We know that the Spirit of God is powerful. Lord, it's up to us to get ourselves in a heart condition to receive your book tonight, your Holy Spirit having the opportunity to work in us. Take it beyond the hearing of our ears to our hearts, and hopefully, Lord, speaking to us in a way that will make us more like Christ, encourage us, convict us if need be, whatever the need is tonight, work in us. We'll thank you for it. Use your book through your Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The rebuilding of the wall around the city of Jerusalem by Nehemiah and the others was an amazing feat, especially when accomplishing it in 52 days. Now, the book of Nehemiah gives several details about the rebuilding and repairing project. Chapter 3 specifically gives information about the people involved in the work. It's difficult to estimate the dimensions of the wall because there's very little said about that in the book of Nehemiah. We know this. We know there are 8 gates on the wall. That means there are 7 sections of the wall, all right? So it's a circle, not a perfect circle, but it's a, you know, it starts at one gate and goes to the next and then until you get 8, you know, come all the way back around, 8 gates. 7 sections of the wall. Verse 13 states the distance between the valley gate and the dung gate as 1,000 cubits. 1,000 cubits would be approximately 1,500 feet, or roughly a little over a quarter of a mile. So if all the sections were equal, and I don't think they were, I don't think it was a perfect square or a perfect rectangle or a perfect circle. That would put the total length of the wall at about 2 miles. So it does not include the height of the wall, does not include the width of the wall, just the length. Now, needless to say, it was a huge project. One that the enemies of Jerusalem and the enemies of Israel hate, folks. People have been against the nation of Israel from its beginning. They still are today. But the enemies of Jerusalem, they hated this project. They tried to stop it. God blessed the effort, gave them safety. The project was completed, as I said, in 52 days. Now, Nehemiah was the force behind and in the midst of the construction. He's right in the thick of it. He's involved in the physical construction of the wall. He's also involved in the administration, overseeing the construction of the wall. So he's kind of the central figure. But it would never have happened without a lot of help, tons of help, and not just any kind of help, good help, and steady help, and faithful help, and courageous help. Now, I don't think any of the Bible is by accident. I don't think there's anything in this book that was just tossed in there to fill it up. The Bible says that in 2 Timothy that all the scripture is profitable in one way or the other. And I believe Nehemiah chapter 3 is profitable for us. In the account of these builders in chapter 3, the word next is used 15 times. Next unto is used 13 times, and next to is used twice. In every case, the names of people or groups of people are mentioned. These were Jewish men and women who returned from exile in Babylon, men who were of different skill sets. There were men of the priesthood. You see that in verse number 1. Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren, the priests. So there were those from the priesthood involved in the construction of the wall. In verse number 8, look at it. You see the goldsmiths are mentioned, meaning men who knew how to work with metal. So they're involved in the rebuilding project. And verse number 8 also tells us that the apothecaries, men who were involved in medicine and new medicine, they're involved, almost like the doctors of today. They're involved in the construction process. And then in verse number, I lost my place here. Verse number 32, the Bible tells us merchants were involved. Merchants, you can see that in verse number 32 here. Between the going up of the corner into the sheep gate, repaired the goldsmiths, mentioned again, and the merchants, meaning men who were involved in trade. And there were men of position, rulers, as they were called. And like I said earlier, there were also women, as some daughters of men were involved. So you got all these different types of people. You've got the priesthood, and you've got those who worked with metal, and those who knew medicine, and those who were involved in trade, and you've got some of their sons and some of their daughters involved in this effort. You got men who lived in other cities outside of Jerusalem who added their effort to the project. Men from Jericho, men from Gibeon, men from Mizpah, men from Zenoa all participated in this project. Everybody had their spot. Everybody had their place. Everybody had their part of the wall. It has to be, if it was to be built in a hurry because of the impending danger from the enemies, it had to be a joint effort. It had to be a joint effort. So you know what there's no room for? There's no room for selfishness. No room for selfishness. Instead, it was one next to another, next to another, next to another, from the sheep gate all the way around back to the sheep gate. Seven sections, one next to another. The theme of Nehemiah is building. In particular, building a wall around the city of God for its protection. And it only happened, humanly speaking, because there were builders next to, next to, next to, next to, next to, next, 15 times. Can you imagine the different personalities? Can you imagine, as I mentioned earlier, the different skill sets and levels? Can you imagine the different temperaments and the egos involved? You say, I know there were egos. There were men. Where there's a man, there's an ego. All right. So you got all these going. Can you imagine? And yet, the wall was built in 52 days. Now, I don't know about you, but I love to see the work of God progress. I love to see the work of God progress. Whether it's an individual life, or a family, or a church, an outreach to a foreign country, Bible printing project, a building for a church, property to put a building on, effort to plant a church in an unchurched town. And folks, we talk about reaching the world, but if we knew how many unchurched towns, sizable unchurched towns were in this country, we'd be shocked. Shocked. The Northeast, the Northwest. I'm talking about town after town. I love to see a church plant in an unchurched town. I love printing material provided for a people group that has no resources. It doesn't matter to me. If it advances the work of God, if it advances God's work on earth, I love to see it come to fruition, and I love to see it advance. I love to see it completed. Now, for that to happen, it takes people willing to be next to, to be next to, to be next to, to be next to, and next to, and next to, and next. That's what it takes. Now follow along. Follow along here. Number one, I'm going to call these the next tours. You say that's not a word. I know. But we're going to use it anyway tonight, all right? Number one, the next tours had help from those outside the city. The next tours had help from those outside the city. Eliashib the high priest, in verse number 1, and the other priest built next to the men of Jericho. And next unto him, Eliashib and all them, builded the men of Jericho. Folks, Jericho's 18 miles from Jerusalem. 18 miles from Jerusalem. Men came from there to work on a portion of the wall. Now, the wall did not provide protection for Jericho, but it did for Jerusalem. And the men from Jericho came along to work next to the men from Jerusalem. Now, you know what's natural? It's natural for our first interest to be ourselves. That's what's natural. It's what's natural to me, what's natural to you. Our first interest is us. But for God's work to advance, there has to be an unselfish next to approach to God's work. And I am thankful that as a church, we can come next to other people and other ministries and help advance the work that God has given them to do. I love to see in our own church right here, I love to see people whose kids are raised and gone come next to young dads and moms who are raising their kids and through Sunday school and through King's Kids. I was looking tonight at the King's Kids workers over there, and some of the King's Kids workers still have kids at home. But do you know, Brother Marty, if you ever thought about this, some of those King's Kids workers, their kids are grown and gone, but here these adults are, and they come next to you young dads and you young moms to help you build your kids for God. That happens in Sunday school. That happens in King's Kids. That happens at FBA. We have opportunities here to invest in the lives of dozens of elementary kids and teenagers. And I say again to you folks, we better not grow used to what we have here when it comes to youth. There's so many places, good places, but there's just no youth. There's no youth. You say, why do we get tired of all the things that we have to do for the kids? Don't get tired of it. Just come alongside next to the young couples of this church who are trying to rear their children for the Lord and help them advance the work that God has for them to do. And dads and moms, let me say to you, you need to embrace that help. Now, it doesn't take a village to raise a kid. Crooked Hillary. Okay, and I guess Trump won't use that anymore. He calls him because he's using it for Joe, and Trump doesn't like to use the same names for him. So I don't know what he's coming up with for Hillary. But Crooked Hillary said it takes a village. It doesn't take a village. But I'm going to tell you, moms and dad, it doesn't hurt for you to have some help when it comes to your kids being reared for God. And I appreciate those in this church who are a little past the years where your children are grown and gone, and yet you're still coming alongside those who have kids at home and you're building next to them to help them rear their kids for the glory of God. I think about those through the years here who people have come next to help. I got a text this morning from Marty Montgomery down in Springfield. I already had this message typed up and written before Marty texted me. Already printed off before Marty texted me. And he said, I'm preaching this morning on such and such a topic, and I just want to thank you and Faith Baptist Church for all that you did. You know why Marty Montgomery is in Springfield today? You say, well, Rich and Debbie, his parents, did a great job. And they did. But I'll tell you what Rich and Debbie had. They had people who came next to them. They had Sunday school teachers and kids workers and people in King's Kids who came along, and next to them, they worked to help build that young man for the glory of God, who's doing a great job in Springfield, started that church. And then this week, I talked to his brother, Jared Montgomery, and we're going down. Joyce and I, next, Lord willing, next March, are going down to preach in their missions conference. It'll be the first time that we visit Jared and Bernadette there in Puerto Rico. And we were texting back and forth, and he texted me and he said, I got to sign off now. I'm taking Bernadette out to eat. Today marks our 6th anniversary in Puerto Rico. There he is in Puerto Rico, pastor in that church. And buddy, I'm telling you, he hit there. Remember his testimony? He hit there right after that hurricane hit. It was Ben. But here's Jared Montgomery, a plotter. He never set the woods on fire here or anywhere, but he's getting the job done. He just plods. He says, well, that's Richard. Yep, Richard and Debbie did a wonderful job with their kids. Okay, but I tell you what else they had. They had people here who came next to. They came alongside them next to. And Richard and Debbie are trying to build. And here came a Sunday school teacher and built next to them. And here came a King's Kids worker and built next to them. And here came a school teacher and built next to them. And next to, and next to, and next to, and next to, and next to. There are dozens of ministries that Faith Baptist Church has built next to in the work of God. They're not close to us. This week I was in, Monday, Tuesday, I was Brother Jerry Ross. By the way, Brother Ross preached with a lot of energy, a lot of endurance. He still has a tumor. He's praying it doesn't metastasize. And after the first of the year, they're going to sit down and look at it again. But we had a wonderful time together. And he preached, I thought, man, with a lot of stamina. And we were in Colorado out there in Durango, and a lot of the missionaries off the Indian reservations from New Mexico and Arizona come to this meeting. I've been out there 5 times now, and they come to this meeting, and they have a great crowd of folks there in Durango. And Jason, and I was sitting there Tuesday morning. They have 4 preachers, and Brother Wrights has 4 preachers, and then he asked me to close it out on Tuesday morning. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm listening to the first preacher, second preacher. I just look over my shoulder a little bit, and there sits Jason and Amanda Herndon. And they're out there to the Zuni tribe in New Mexico. And Mark Haynes told me that the Zuni tribe was one of the most difficult tribes to work with, out of the Navajos and all the others out there. The Zunis present a particular problem. Here sat Jason and Amanda with their own tribe. They got 8 kids. Amen. When they came here, they had 0. We started supporting them. And it's been 20 years now. I think, or 18 years that they've been out there. Their oldest child just got married. We supported them for 20 years now, okay? Their oldest child just got married, and the work is doing well. And it was great to see them, and it was a blessing to my heart to realize that Faith Baptist Church has, that's way out there in New Mexico. But we've come next to them in finances and prayer and special projects once in a while to help them build their portion of the wall. I think about Burton Gates. That's a name that many of you don't know. Burton, remember. Years ago, he went to inner city Philadelphia. Inner city Philadelphia. I'm talking about like Chicago, folks. And he started a church. And Burton, I don't know, he's from Arkansas. He's not a Philly guy at all. And he's out there, and I mean, he's reaching the gangbangers. And boy, they got one church. We took a financial gift, a large financial gift, and we sent it out there to help him. And now one church has become 2 churches, and now we support the second work. And that the work of God, that part of the wall is advancing in the heart of one of America's neediest cities. It's a blessing to come alongside somebody and work next to them, even if it doesn't benefit us right here. It's a blessing to share financially in helping to advance the work of God in other places. You know, I was thinking about the need to join. Every time it rains on a Sunday morning, I'm thinking, Lord, we should really join these 2 buildings. We should really join these 2 buildings, these people walking back and forth in the rain. You know, if we'd have kept all the money in-house that we've given away to other projects and other ministries, we'd probably have enough cash right now to start that project and pay for it right now. But what we have is nice, and it's even nicer that we can pick up a trowel and help build next to other good people in other places who are working for God. Folks, it doesn't always have to be about us and our portion of the wall. Be a great day in the life of some of you teenagers, if you'd ever buy into the fact that it doesn't have to be about you. And that's not just teenagers, that's a lot of adults too. Next to, and next to, and next to, and okay, we're from Jericho, we're 18 miles away, this wall isn't going to do us a bit of good in our city, but you know what, it'll help protect yours, so give me a trowel. And give me some work, give me some gloves, and let me go to work to help build this wall for you. We want God to bless our efforts here. We want God to build our families here. We want to build our church. We want to build the people of Faith Baptist Church. But it should not always be about us and ours. We should continue to build next to others whose projects might not directly impact us. And I will tell you this, though, you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You know, we don't determine when reaping time comes, but we can determine that it comes. What I mean by that, if Jesus stays in heaven, we might be building next to the next generation that follows us here, and that generation just may reap the benefits then of what we do now. So I believe we need to keep on building next to those who are building in places not our own, because that may be returned on us here someday. There's a good friend down in Alabama, in Jackson, Alabama, and the privilege of being at his church here a couple years ago. And I just spoke with him in Texas in a meeting. And at the beginning, I think it was the beginning of maybe it was last year, at the beginning of the year, he was talking to his church about a building project that they had. And he said, you know, folks, he said, I think that, you know, God will help us do this and we'll do all that we can. And maybe God will touch the heart of somebody outside of our church to help us. He just made that comment in his message. He didn't know it, but there was a man in northern Alabama who was watching his church that night live stream when he said that. Time goes by, they get the building up, and they've got it mostly paid for. And later on, he says in a service, you know, if we just need $200,000, we can have this thing all paid off. In a few days, he got a check in the mail for $200,000. It was that same guy in North Alabama. So I sent him our phone number and our website. Hey, man, no, just teasing. Yeah, here, watch this service. Yeah. Hey, $200,000 check. And it's, you know, you just never know. You never know. The next tours, they got help from other places. People came from the city of Jericho. So the men of Jericho weren't just about us and ours. And for the year, I think God has helped us here. And the people of Faith Baptist Church have responded. And we've had opportunities to do things for places, other portions of the wall besides our own. Y'all with me? Because it's not always just about us. It's about God's work. And if we can come next to a brother out there in the middle of the Zuni tribe on the reservation, we can come next to Burton Gates in inner city Philadelphia. We can come next to how many other places around America and around the world and help them build their portion of the wall. I think that's a good approach and a good attitude. And someday, it may just come back to us. You never know. Are you listening out there, whoever you are? Anyway, all right. All right. Number two. I want you to notice this. The next tours did not neglect their own place. Now look at verse number 10. And next unto them repaired Jediah, the son of Rumuf, even over against his house. Jediah builded or repaired even over against his house. Now, while it is right to help advance the work of God in places that we don't call home, while we're doing that, we cannot neglect home. That means my marriage, that means your marriage. That means my family, that means your family. That means our church. Do you know why Faith Baptist Church exists today like it does? Because for 54 years, someone has built next to someone who was building next to someone who was building next to someone who was building. The people in a church do not have the same skill set, but it takes everyone building next to someone to cover all the bases. Some teach, and next to them, some clean. And next to them, some repair. And next to them, some sing. And next to them, some preach. And next to them, some play instruments. And next to them, some work in the nursery. And next to them, some drive buses. And next to them, some decorate buildings. And next to them, some type letters and enter data. And next to them, some take attendance. And next to them, some work security. And next to them, some count the offering. And next to them, some are ushers. And next to them, some paint and fix holes in the drywall. And next to them, some mow grass and trim bushes. And next to them, and you get my drift, it's next to, next to, next to. If the wall gets built, it's one group next building, next to another, next to another, next to another. And tell me which part of that wall is the most important. If there's a weak link somewhere, we're in trouble. It's all important. The wall of that, a wall of this magnitude, it's not a one-man show. And a church with any kind of impact is not a one-man show. Not at all. It takes a lot of people, different talents, different abilities, with a willingness just to build, to find their spot on the wall. One of the men said to me, my ministry is security. He said, that's what I'm good for. That's what God helps me to do. My ministry, I take it very, and he does. Take that part of the wall away. We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. That's what it takes. It takes everybody in their spot. Just happily building that. Well, I don't get to sing. Okay, but you get to build the wall. Well, I don't get to play it, but yeah, but you get to build the wall. And all I do is change diapers and then, yeah, but you're part of the wall. It's next to, next to, next to, next to, next to, next to. And let's remember, people, that the opportunity to come next to others who live in faraway places, the opportunity to come next to the Herndons, and the opportunity to come next to the Gates and next to the Montgomerys in Puerto Rico and Springfield is predicated on us not neglecting our part of the wall here. This has to stay strong. Know this for certain. Mark this down, friend. Mark this down. Those in ministry service that have gone from here, they desire for us to make sure that the work goes forward here. Just ask Brother Ben if it's important to him and Ashley that Faith Baptist Church stay on target and keep advancing. Talk to Jamie Clem. Talk to any one of those families on that wall out there. Those pictures. Ask them how important it is to them if Faith Baptist Church keeps doing the work of God, keeps advancing, because one of those spouses, or maybe both of them, calls this place home. And they're miles and miles away from here in some cases. Okay? And they, more than anybody, they want the Amanda McClures and the Marty Montgomerys and the Scott Nettervilles and the Jamie Clems that are on that wall out there, and others like them. They look to Faith Baptist Church as their home church, and they would be concerned if the work did not advance here. And for the work to advance here, it takes a bunch of people just happily building next to, next to, next to, next to, next to, next to. What's my part on the wall? Show it to me, and let me go to work for the King. That's what it is. Next to, next to, next to. The next tours had help from outside the city. The next tours did not neglect their own place. Keep the work moving even over against our house. Our house. Number three, and I'm done tonight. The next tours picked up the slack of those who did not build. I want you to look at verse 27. Look at verse number 27. After them, the Tekoites repaired, what's the next word? Another piece. Now, when you read they built or repaired another place, what does that tell you? It was not their what? Not their first, not their only. They repaired another place. Now, the Tekoites were previously mentioned in verse number 5. Back up to verse 5. And next unto them, the Tekoites repaired, but their nobles put not their necks to the work of their Lord. Some of the Tekoite nobles did not put their necks to the work of their Lord. The nobility. That's beneath me. It's beneath me to change the diapers in a nursery. Especially of kids who are not my own. It's beneath them. It's beneath me to get my hands dirty. The nobility. People of, I don't know, noble birth? Noble vocation? I don't know. It just says the nobles. And what's interesting to me, folks, is what I want you to notice here in verse number 5. This wall rebuilding project was called the work of their Lord. The Tekoite nobles refused to put to their necks to the work of their Lord. How absurd to refuse to do the work of the one you call Lord. Because Lord means what? Master. Oh, he's my Lord. Your master? And you refuse to do your part in his work? I tell you, somebody who refuses to do the work of their master doesn't view their master with much respect. Because if he was really their master, they'd grab their trowel and their gloves and they'd get about his work. I read a quote, "Nobles are never more ignoble than when they disrespect the work of their Lord." What you need to understand, folks, is that all of the work at the local church is his work. I don't care if it's taking a magic, magic eraser. If all you do is take a magic eraser and wipe a black mark off of a white wall, that's the building belongs to him. It is his building. And you're doing the work of the Lord. Your Lord here, okay? Rather than get discouraged, you say, "Well, what about old so-and-so?" Yeah, well, the Tekoites, you know what? The Tekoites, rather than get discouraged by the disrespect of their nobles not putting their necks to the work, you know what the Tekoites did? They said, "Okay, some of our crowd is not going to work. So, you know what? Let's put our shoulders to the effort here and give us another piece of the wall. Give me another portion. Let me go to work. If there's some of my crowd is going to sit down and not do the work of their Lord, I don't want to see the work of God stagnate. So give me another section. I'm going to go to work." And people, there will always be a nobility-minded group in the church who just doesn't see the need to get involved in the work of their Lord. I don't know why. I don't know. I've quit trying to figure it all out. Let me just say to you folk tonight, rather than get discouraged by that crowd, roll up your sleeves, be like the Tekoite next tours. They decided if somebody needed to pick up the work of the nobles, then they would do it. They'd get the task done. And by the labors of all, in a perfect world, everybody in a local church would have one or maybe two responsibilities because all the responsibilities are shared by everybody. Everybody's got their part on the wall. That's the ideal, perfect world, and that doesn't exist anywhere. So you know what that means? That means people who see the need to build the wall just take another portion. Give me another responsibility. It's not too much. I can do it. And by the labors of all the next tours, those who came from a distant city, those who were working next to their own house, those who took a double portion, by the labors of all the next tours, the wall was finished. Jerusalem was protected, and the work of Almighty God advanced. You know what I hope? I hope the next time you read Nehemiah 3, you won't just say, "Oh, brother, I got to plow through this chapter of this gate and this portion and this gate and this gate and next two." I hope that you'll remember next two and 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 next two. I hope you remember the next tours. And I hope that you'll determine to stay one of that band yourself. Be a next tour at Faith Baptist Church. Continue to give so that we can go build next to places far away as New Mexico and Puerto Rico and Springfield and Philadelphia and Madagascar. Be a next tour that jumps in here and just builds next to the person. He may get a more public, he may get the spotlight, he or she may get more of the spotlight. You may never be in the spotlight, but guess what? You're building on the walls. And that's important, no matter where you're building. In August of 2017, a Category 4 hurricane that was named Harvey hit Houston, Texas, about 6 years ago. Some areas of Houston got over 50 inches of rain, just deluged. And there were a lot of people that were caught in flood waters. You can see this on video. One elderly man was trapped in his pickup truck, and the waters, the flood waters, are rising and rising, rising, door level, and towards his cab. And he's an elderly man, and he's caught in there. And here are people on the side of the road that saw his predicament. Several of them. And you know what they did? They formed a human chain. So one guy, come on up here, Brother Andrew. One guy, and then this, another guy. And they formed a human chain. And it's several people long. And the guy in the front, he walked out into the water. And everybody here is walking out. And this human chain extends all the way back to the side of the road where it's safe. And that those people, thank you, fellas. And they walked out to that pickup truck. And they brought that man out through the window of the pickup truck. And that first guy in line and the second guy, the first two guys, they grabbed hold of him. And then the people on the other end of that human chain began to pull them back. And they pulled that man to safety. And the rescue effort was successful because one was next to another, who 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 was next to another, and next to, and next to, and next to, and next to. And that's what I'm saying tonight. That's the kind of effort it takes for the work of God to go forward. It's called the next tours. I thank God for the dozens of next tours here. Dozens. Some of you working on parts of the wall that are never seen. Never seen by anybody except for God. And He knows. So my question tonight, are you building next to someone? What's your portion of the wall? Where's your part of the wall? Are you building next to someone? If not, why not? If you're building and you've got the stamina, you've got the energy to pick up the slack where somebody else has faltered, jump in. Give me another portion. Give me another piece of the wall, okay? But don't go weary of it, folks. This is how the work gets done. It's not one man. It's not one family. It's next to another, next to another, next to, next to, next to, next to, and the wall was finished because of the next tours. The next tours. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the opportunity to serve in your work, to see your work advance and move forward. And I thank you, oh God, for the many here in this church who are next tours. And Lord, I pray that you'll help them to stay encouraged. And Lord, not get discouraged, and even look for ways to be a second blessing or maybe a third blessing. And Lord, just give stamina and endurance to these faithful next tours. And Lord, increase our number. And God, give us more next tours, people who are willing to jump in and do whatever it is they can do for the work of God to advance. And thank you for the privilege to come alongside those who are in distant places and build next to them so that their part of the wall can grow and advance. Lord, keep us with that attitude. Help us not to be selfish, either right here at home or in distant places. I pray that you'll speak to our hearts tonight. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Are you a next tour? Are you a next tour? What's your part on the wall? Huh? What is it that you're doing? It may be something that's totally invisible to the public eye, but you know what it is. It's your part of the wall and you're building. and continue to build faithfully. And those of you who don't have a neck, you don't have a part right now, you need to jump in. Be a part of this thing. And get a project, get a part of the wall to work on so that the work of God can continue to advance here in Bourbonnais. And we can go next to other places in distant cities and countries and help them as well. If you're not saved, tonight's the night to get saved or be baptized. Or maybe it's the night to come tonight, kneel at the altar and say, God, give me the strength just to keep building next to. Put it in my heart to help. And may God continue to advance his work here. Father, I pray that the work of God will continue to advance around the world. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to come alongside distant places and ministries and build next to them, helping them build their portion of the wall even. And then, Lord, help us here at home to keep our own part of the wall advancing here. Thank you for the privilege to serve next to some dedicated, faithful people. Give us that mindset and help us not to be selfish. It's not always about us and our own. So, Lord, we appreciate your help tonight. As we stand together, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, the piano begins, the altar is open. Next to. That's how the work advances. That's how it's done. It's not a one-man show. It's not a one-family show. It's next to, and next to, and next to, and next to, and next to.